Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2, and with me today I have Mr. Carol Bish, Bish Farm, and his recognition this week has been the 100 years Century Farm, and it's been in the family for over 100 years. Good morning, Mr. Bish. Glad to have you.
Well, glad to be here.
Okay, first of all, if you can give me just a little, I guess, a background. I mean, you've been on this farm for over 100 years. Give me a little bit of history of Bish's in Carroll County. And I see you even brought the Tawnytown Snow White Hominy that I think you were part of. So if you can give us a little background on how you started.
How you want me to start this thing on what my ancestors was or whatever?
Yeah, your ancestors and how you...
Okay, it goes back for quite a few years. I don't know exactly how many. I think maybe Kim could tell you that.
1879.
So they start out with a flour mill down in Cranberry. And then Westminster Waterworks took it. I wanted to buy them out, and they bought them out. And then they moved from there to up on Main Street. And Main Street, they decided to set up a fertilizer and feed store, which was called Farmers Fertilizer and Feed Company. And they left there, and then they decided it was about time to move, and they were getting a good bit of business, and they went over to the new property, which was over on Engler Road. And then I think the agriculture was starting to move out of the picture in Carroll County, so they decided that they had a buyer, they would accept it, and they sold it. R.D. Bauman had it.
Wow, and you were producing for this co-op, your family, at that time?
Yeah, it starts back at that time.
It comes his great-grandfather and grandfather.
Right. Yeah. Keeps on coming up to me.
And with us today, we have Kim and John Frock, neighbors and, I guess, lifelong friends, and really have taken care of you the last few years, and I know them very well, so I think you're a very lucky man to have such good neighbors and people who help you out with things.
Yes, definitely.
Kim, you have anything to add about a little bit about the history there?
Well, in 1879, his grandfather and his great-uncle bought the farm out on Botkins Valley Road, so 142 years ago. But the family was involved in several farming ventures throughout the county. There were 11 kids altogether. They were all involved in farming. Like he said, the R.G. Bish brothers, and that property was bought by the Citizens Water and Power Company of Westminster in 1901. So they sold out to that. He talked about farmers' fertilizer and feed. Sadly, in 1936, his dad died unexpectedly. So he was five. So his mom, a widow with a five-year-old child, maintained that farm and kept it viable. And when he graduated high school, he took it over and then started his canning factory as well. So he's been at it, you might as well say, for 90 years. You know, he was born on that farm. His dad was born there. You know, he canned his own stuff. He canned and labeled for other companies.
Well, the Mount Pleasant Packing Company, yes. Westminster, Maryland.
That's what I called myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the last operating cannery in Carroll County. They closed it up in the 90s.
It used to be popular to have canneries, local canneries everywhere for green beans, corn, hominy, everything at that time. Now, I know over the years, you've been able to keep this farm together. You had to have pressure of people coming in trying to buy it or want to develop it. Has that been an issue for you or you just...
We've had problems that way sometimes, but then it got to a point that they knew they couldn't buy it regardless how much money they made. They had to buy it. It wouldn't make any difference because it's not for sale.
Well, I appreciate that mentality, and believe me, that happens more than you think in Carroll County. No matter how much money you have, it's not for sale, and that's a good philosophy to have. Now, I just want to ask you a couple things. At your age now,
I'm 90.
90, okay. So you've seen a lot of changes in Carroll County.
Oh, yes, quite a bit.
Probably the biggest change you've seen is the growth, the number of people, I would assume, and that had to put pressure on your farm. What's one good change you've seen in Carroll County, something that has changed for the better for us?
Things have changed quite a bit, but I don't know which is the worst. I think probably the biggest change is getting close to me would be land going into housing. I think that's the biggest change.
Yeah.
And taking out agriculture right and left.
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen that. I remember even coming down 140, everything, even in what's now a congested area, was all farmland.
And right.
140 was the bypass built around Westminster, not to have any access for businesses off the side of it. That didn't quite work. So now it's congested, and where are they going to go now? That's what scares me. But okay, so this Century Farm, how'd you get into it?
Well, I don't know exactly how I did get into it. I think somebody told me about it, or did we get a call from Annapolis? I'm not sure.
No, we knew about the program, John and I did, so we decided to make the application for Carol to honor his years and years in farming as well as the family. So that was something that was very important to us. You know, we were unfortunately not able to get it done before his wife passed away, because she would have been also proud. She was very much a part of this.
Yeah,
it was, you know, it's an honor he deserves. We were glad we could do it for him.
Yeah, that's quite an honor to be able to do that. You know, we do have a lot of farms that have been around for a century or more, but it's hard to do from one generation to the next. And I really commend you on being able to hold it all together. And of course, you had an agricultural business to help support that. But I assume you started farming, or you probably had horses at one time.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the first tractor you ever had?
It was a Fortune tractor. And that goes back when my father was still living. And then it wound up, he passed away, and my mother took the place of it. And then she decided that we needed a tractor. And so she got an H Farm All tractor. That's what we worked for a while, and then we got a little bit bigger tractor, and now we got one that's big enough.
Yeah, and that's interesting. Did it have steel wheels or rubber tires? Do you remember?
The Fortune tractor, yeah. It had steel and spikes on it.
If you hit hard ground, you knew it.
Shake you around.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, look, this honor, I want to get back to the 100 years. I know Secretary Joe Bartenfelder is big on recognizing these century farms in the state of Maryland. He is a farmer, and he was in Baltimore County and moved to Queen Anne's County, I believe. Queen Anne's or Kent County. Anyway, he's on the shore with poultry and still grows a lot of vegetables and things. But I realize he's a big part of our recognizing these farms. And I just want to say for myself and the commissioners of Carroll County, congratulations for having this honor. I know you're going to be presenting some hardware on this later on that you can put on the wall, but read it occasionally, because it really is a thing that I think you should be proud of. Kim, John, you guys have anything you want to add here before we wrap it up this morning radio show?
Like I said, just proud of him that he's held on to this long, and I can't keep up with him, so.
Not many people can. But,
yeah, but you know, it's and in John's family, our son is the fifth generation on his side that's worked for Carroll, and third generation on my side. And
okay.
I didn't realize my aunt and uncle had worked for Carroll. I found that out just several years ago.
Well, you've been a mainstay in the community, and I appreciate that, and especially where you're located. Keep it agricultural, and I love what you're doing out here. And for the people of Carroll County, when you, instead of looking at the airport next time, look to the right, and you'll see the Bish Farm. If you're heading north, just think about Carroll Bish and the Bish Farm and a century of agriculture there. And I want to thank Kim and John for being such good neighbors and looking out for you. And this Tawnytown White Hominy, Snow White Hominy, that's a collector's item. That is a neat thing. So this is Commissioner Richard Weaver, District 2, wishing you a good week, and take care.